boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Hopefully you did a round of Saturday Night Lights this weekend.
I did Sunday.
Sunday Night Lights. Hey, it's still an S. Still works. But we've been talking about Saturday Night, Sunday Night Lights, which is basically you hop in the car with a couple of snacks and you drive around town looking for lights, Christmas lights.
The best of the best.
But I did Sunday Night Lights as well. I was too tired Saturday Night Lights, Saturday, so we couldn't do it. But you inspired me, Taylor, because you said you've been noticing people on TikTok taking their cats out with them.
It's so cute. I've seen a lot of people doing dogs. Dogs do better in the car, generally. Yeah. But the clips I've seen of people taking their cats out makes me wish so bad that my cats would behave that way.
But you don't think they would?
Absolutely not.
So I was like, I told you Friday that I would totally do this, but I was going to take Luna with us because I thought Luna would probably enjoy it the best. But when we went out last night, Luna was taking a nap right before and she just looked so cuddly. I was like, I can't wake her up.
Right.
Not for Christmas lights. So we left her be. Only other cat left was, you know, Fat Mochi. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, let's give it a shot. I don't really know, other than like one time bringing Mochi here for work, I haven't really had him in the car. So okay, I didn't know how he would react. That little dude loves Christmas lights.
You did, like, no carrier, nothing. He was just free roaming.
Nope, I just carried him out to the car, and then he immediately, when we sat in the car, was already had his head up to the window.
Oh.
And he was just looking. It was almost like he was like, Mom, Dad, I need you to find Christmas lights stat.
Oh, my God. So then when you found some, did he pay attention to it?
He was paying attention.
No way.
He was eventually, some of those houses, they have, like, really cool, like, digital lights, and then they sync them up to, like, a radio station and music and all this stuff. So we found a cul-de-sac where we kind of, like, backed in. We were facing a house head on, and Mochi just got right up on the dashboard and was just honestly kind of blocking my view, but it was fine. Oh. You know, because he's a little big.
It always comes back to him being fat.
It really does.
Jeez.
But he was just watching the whole show. I don't know if he can enjoy the I don't know if he can understand the music, but he was enjoying.
Probably not.
But then there'd be a couple that we would drive through, and he'd be right up next to the window. But I will say the last house, I think he was tuckered out because eventually he moved to the back of the car and he was napping. But he did enjoy it too. I will tell you that.
I am actually pleasantly surprised that it went well for you.
I know. So we are going to take Luna out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she doesn't nap. We got to keep her awake. It's like, you know, having a little toddler. You're like, keep him awake.
I feel like Mochi might now throw a little fit knowing that Luna gets to go and he doesn't. Yeah.
Probably. I think so too. Because I think he actually enjoyed a car ride. Now I know he's got to be my little errand buddy. Like for like grocery pickup and stuff, I'm making it.
If you see a cat on Destiny's dash, mind your business.
I've never really paid attention to Neighbor Man Gaming. And I don't know if you really pay attention to your boyfriend playing Call of Duty.
I try not to.
But you were talking about, I think it was like trending with Taylor, that like, you know, girls are just playing like bingo cards.
Yeah, like every time he says a bad word or goes, get him. you get to mark it off your bingo card.
Well, I think we really should be doing this because you know what? We really got to be paying attention to them a lot more because they are funny.
Oh, I don't know. I don't be laughing when I walk in there.
Well, like I said, I don't ever pay attention, but I don't know why. Yesterday, I started to pay attention a little bit more. And Neighbor Man really had to go to the bathroom, but he was in, I don't know what you want to call it, a game, a war battle, whatever. A
session?
I don't know. A session of some sort. And he had to go really, really bad, but he was like, okay, I think I'm in a good hiding spot. No one's going to find me. So he'd run to go to the bathroom. Then he had his headphones on, and then he could hear somebody was getting closer to him, whether that was like footsteps or something. So then he'd start unbuttoning his pants. He'd go run to the bathroom. Then he'd have to run back to his computer and then try to like get him. And then he'd try it again. And he kept doing this like 10 times and he couldn't go to the bathroom. because somebody would get closer to it.
Okay, this is when you need to have an intervention. This is a problem, and he needs to be stopped.
I was about to offer him a water bottle. I was like, dude, come on.
Pause. Like, get out of the game. I don't know.
I was like, dude, at this point, let him kill you, because I just don't think it's worth not going to the bathroom.
I am so concerned. Oh, my God.
But it was the funniest thing ever. Running, and then going back, and then running, and then going back.
It's like also a workout, I guess.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Believe it or not, today's Trending with Taylor has to do with sports.
Really?
Specifically, football.
Okay.
I never thought I'd be saying that, but, you know, my boyfriend is a huge fan of the Minnesota Vikings. I know you also are a fan of the Minnesota Vikings.
But I purposely don't watch them, because when I do, they fail.
Okay. Maybe stay not watching, I guess.
You're welcome.
Something that's been happening with them recently that has made it more exciting for me to watch is their touchdown celebration dances. Now, all the NFL players do it. They all have their own thing. That's where the gritty came from, like all of these little dance moves. But the Vikings have really stepped it up, and they've got choreography now.
Nice.
So this started a couple weeks ago. Somebody scored. Now, don't, I'm not going to get that technical. I have no idea who scored the touchdown. But him and another guy in the end zone started performing the dance scene from White Chicks, which everybody knows and loves that one. They learned it.
I don't know if I know that.
You would know if you saw it.
Would I? Okay.
They're like breaking it down in the club, and somebody does a flip on the other one. It's insane. So two of them did that, which was hilarious. Yesterday, Vikings on were on again. So of course it was on at my house, and somebody scores again. Instead of two guys, it's an entire line of football players in the end zone, and they're doing this like choreographed dance that I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, I recognize that, but I don't know what it's from, until I got on TikTok later. They recreated the scene from Camp Rock where they're like, do, 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 Camp Rock. You know, when they're marching through the forest?
Yes, yes.
They did that. They are on a roll right now, and I'm obsessed with it.
Can they do High School Musical?
That's what I'm like, what are they going to do next? Because these are now guys that are our age.
High School Musical. I'm like, let's do High School Musical. Can they do, can we get two guys to do the holding up of, I think it's Dirty Dancing?
That would be great.
That would be cool. Just don't drop them, please. Because
oh, they're strong.
Trouble.
They're fine.
We'll get in trouble. But I'm trying to think of iconic moments in like dancing history. Oh, what about that moment that was huge over the summer? Not even over the summer, like really just like a week ago, from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. Where
Let's
you
recreate that.
Pick them up by the foot. They're on a roll.
I've got, hire me, Minnesota Vikings. I've got ideas. I just won't be there for the game because I'm bad luck.
Okay, good to know.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
We've been putting our boys, our cats, through really a Christmas boot camp. And we decided we would put ourselves through the Christmas boot camp as well with a handmade Christmas.
Exactly. So instead of buying each other crap this year, we made each other crap.
Mm-hmm.
With our own hands.
Yes. So you decided you, because you're the youngest, that's the only thing.
Youngest to oldest. That's how it is in my house.
You get to open your gift first from me.
That you made.
I handmade. What do you think? I store by?
I don't know.
You know what? Coming for me.
You
probably
have been having a time with this, so we'll see.
That is true.
If I buy it, if it really was handmade.
I'll be quite honest with you. I didn't start this till Friday night.
I had a feeling.
All
do
right.
I grab it?
Yes. You have a big bag. You can bring the big bag
it
up.
Oh, oopsie. Sorry. I got a bag. Okay.
She's taking the tissue paper out of the bag.
Oh, I got a... Is that a muffin?
Yeah. Well, let me...
Is this a leftover muffin?
Let me explain. Just
okay.
Keep going. Oh. I'll explain the muffin later. I knew it!
Did you steal this from me saying
no,
that it was my idea?
I actually already was planning on doing it before you said it. She is now opening Taylor's cookbook.
Nice!
Okay, so let me explain Taylor's cookbook. Yes, you guessed it. last week or the week before.
I'm so genius. Roll the tape.
You guessed that I was going to do a cookbook. No, I did not steal it from you. I was already going to do the cookbook.
So I was on the right track.
You were correct. And I had to try to steer you away from it as much as I could. But let me tell you about the cookbook. It took me over a week to figure out my Cricut machine before I could even start this project, because I went through bumps after bumps after bumps. And then it also came with, I had to have certain things for it to even do it. And that took like weeks for that to come in. So that was a problem. I didn't start my first recipe making until Friday night. I printed two of those. Saturday, I started at 3 o'clock, didn't get done till 11. Yesterday, I started at 8 a.m. I only got a 2.5 break and didn't get done till 1:30 in the morning. God. That's why you had to bring me an energy drink today. I had a problem with, if you look at the front of your cookbook, I wrote your name, but there's these cute little emojis of like
hot dogs.
There's like cupcakes. There's ice cream on it. That was made with vinyl that's out of glitter, and I couldn't get it to cut for the life of me.
Oh.
So I had to post in one of my Cricut groups. I joined some Cricut groups on Facebook,
my God.
And I was like, help. I can't get this to cut. And somebody I didn't post that till 1:30 in the morning last night. And somebody ended up commenting this morning and told me how to properly cut it. So then I cut that. This morning, I didn't get this finished until probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
You have 20 different recipes in there.
There's so many.
And they from breakfast, meals, desserts, appetizers. It's the gift that's going to keep on giving, because every time I have a recipe that gets sent to me, or if I think of one, or if you want one,
can add it.
I'll add it for you. You have recipes from our CEO to the
people. Her secret monster bar recipe. Uh-huh. I'm like, I could sell this.
To owner of the company, to Todd Brommelkamp from 1600 ESPN, from Loretta, from my grandparents, from my
neighbor man's mom.
From that, from me, you have all sorts of things. Also, what you should know about the recipe pages is it looks like I hand wrote it. I did not.
I know you didn't.
It's from my Cricut machine, but it is my handwriting, because I found a website. It's called Calligraphy something. And you download this sheet and you fill out each letter.
Oh my God. So you made your own font.
Yeah. And I made my own font. Then I downloaded it. Upload it into the Cricut website or whatever, and you have my own font.
Oh my God. That is so cool.
A stupid amount of time. And inside is a muffin. It's a high protein, low sugar muffin that you have a recipe for.
Nice.
I made you blueberry white chocolate muffin. And then that box that you're taking out right now is our CEO's monster bars, but I made them into cookies.
Oh my God. I was getting hungry. So I'm so glad you did that. Wait, that's cool. And I'm a psychic, because I totally called this. So now I get to make things from everybody I work with.
You really do.
I love it. Christmas boot camp update. This is kind of like the finale for us, because we're not going to be here tomorrow.
No.
Kicking off our Christmas a little bit early, so you'll have a best of show. But Destiny and I decided a couple weeks ago that we were going to do a handmade Christmas between the two of us, where we were only allowed to like DIY gifts. I just opened mine. It's a cookbook, which is so awesome because I love to cook. Mm-hmm. So now I have recipes from our coworkers, some of your family members, some of neighbor man's family members. So mm-hmm. I've got a lot.
And it's a gift that keeps on giving. I told you, you're going to have a recipe coming the 27th, like, because my family from Hungary won't get back to Hungary until then. And they have a recipe to give you. So
it's going to be so much fun. And now I feel like I need to cook all of it. But that's beside the point. Now it is your turn to open mine. So I had told you that I finished your first one in a weekend because I am crazy. Mm-hmm. And when I have a craft, I want to finish it. So I want you to open the first one first.
Is this one?
Yeah. The smaller one first, because this was my first idea that I then finished literally in 2 days because I have a problem.
Well, something about Taylor's wrapping. It is the most beautiful. It looks like, honestly, what could be in a Hallmark movie, what could be done.
I gave you my two favorite ribbons that I had.
Really?
Yeah, because
they're
so cute.
Well, I don't
want to
ruin your wrapping. That's
no,
the problem.
No, please do.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's pretty
secure.
How
do you wrap so well? That's the problem.
Again, I have a problem.
I'm gonna reuse this ribbon, just so you know.
Hey, go ahead.
Because I reuse everything.
Go ahead.
Except for wrapping paper. Okay. I'm opening the first box.
Oh, did I tape it?
No! Are you kidding me?
They're coasters.
No. Oh my God.
That I hand painted with each of Post Malone's album covers.
Don't look too closely because some of them are a little scary in the detail department.
No. Oh, we are so going to put these on our coffee table. These are cute.
They have each of his albums. There's six of them. And I guess it's also the gift that keeps giving.
On giving because when he drops a new album, I'm going to need another one.
I
just
have
so
two
you know.
Blank ones because they came in packs of four. So
this is so cool.
I did spray them and seal them, although I know you're not going to use them as actual coasters.
No.
They'll go on the shrine.
Oh, yeah, they will.
That was hard. I've never painted realistic pictures like that.
That is awesome. Did you have like any type of template at all? Or you just freehanded this?
I freehanded it with pencil a little bit and then just kind of like hoped for the best.
That's good.
That's why there's not really much detail on his face.
The best one you did was, well, I mean, they're all great, but my favorite one is the first album of his, which is Stony. And you had to draw Post Malone.
It was so hard.
Looks amazing.
It
so
was
you did
really,
great.
Really hard. So that was the first one that I had to do something Post Malone, and then I finished that and was like, okay, what else can I do to fill my time, I suppose. So this one actually
is this the one you've been working on, like, and trying to hide from me?
Yes, and it cost me $0.
$0. Okay.
Which is awesome, and it has been keeping me very busy on my iPad.
I'm very excited. Okay, we're trying to open it.
Maybe.
What is this? Hold on.
You're scaring me. Did I bring you the wrong gift?
Well, I don't know. Did you?
I checked the tags a million times.
Can you imagine if you give me somebody else's gift? What is this? No! Are you serious?
It's a Those Girls in the Afternoon coloring book.
How did you? Oh, no!
So, I drew out some of the start of the show through some of our bits.
This is our very first photo together.
It is. And then our old podcast cover.
How did you do this?
I drew on my iPad for way too long.
No.
So you got
Taylor window update is a coloring page.
It is.
Stop it.
And then you
neighbor man.
There's neighbor man and my boyfriend.
Neighbor man.
There's stick people because nobody knows who they are.
That's hilarious. Oh, she has all of my
all of our animals.
Mochi, Luna. Oh my God, you even have your cats
I
on
have
here.
All of those girls' animal babies.
That's adorable. Papa Post is on the phone.
Our first celebrity interview.
Is that Taylor moving?
when I mowed the Colonel's field.
Oh my God, when I did the Errors tour.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we got to take a picture of this. This is the funniest thing ever. The 2024 tap water taste test.
Yep, we were judges.
Oh, when we were meteorologists for a day.
Yeah, Rebecca Kopelman let us take over.
And when we did stuff the way, this is awesome.
So I did actually already talk to our boss and I'm going to work on getting it on the website so that if anybody wants to download it and color it on your iPad or if you want to print them out, you can.
Shut up.
Then
we
color.
We should have just sold these. Instead. We could be making money. We could have retired
Darn
early.
It, we could have made
didn't
money.
Why about that? Sorry.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Nothing.
Not a single thing.
There's not anything going on out there. Because you know why? Because everybody's gone. Everybody leaves. You know when a holiday's coming because it's silent.
Dude, seriously, nobody's here because usually if we do like holiday spirits or something cool for the show, we'll take a photo of it. We'll post it on Facebook. We just did our handmade Christmas. Of course, if you want to see the gifts, we're going to post about it on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
And I was like, I got to find someone to take this photo. I'm looking around. Nobody's here.
Quiet.
Only buddy left is the CEO, because the CEO ain't gonna leave before 5 o'clock.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
But how'd she not catch everybody left early?
That's what I'm saying. It's a little dark out there.
I'm just saying, if she wants me to be the police.
You keep saying this.
I will start reprimanding people for her.
And what
I'll see in pink. Is it pink slips is a little. Maybe
that's excessive.
Purple? That's not.
A demerit?
A red?
Red feels aggressive.
What's something that would be scary, but it's not pink?
Tan.
Why tan?
I don't know.
That's not scary.
Well, if you hand a white sheet of paper, somebody's just going to be like, oh, that's just something I don't care about. Toss. Tan says, look at me.
Well, maybe we need, okay, maybe we start with tan.
Mm-hmm.
We go to orange.
Yes.
End with red.
That
I like
works.
That. Okay, we'll start. I'm going to go talk to her right
now. I don't think. It's a good idea.
I'm going to start telling people you left 15 minutes early. You left an hour minute early.
An hour minute early? It's going well so far.
I got stuck in the most random spot yesterday that you would never expect. So my boyfriend and I were taking his car through the car wash. Okay. And we're pulling in and we're also just having a conversation at the same time, not really paying attention to what's going on around us because it's a car wash, right? You know what happens.
Soap and water.
Exactly.
And a spinny thing around your car that sometimes you're afraid it's going to break the windows.
Right. It's like beating your car up. Well, we're in there for like maybe 30 seconds. And then my boyfriend suddenly goes, there's no water. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. They normally like spray down the car first because it's one of those automatic ones that you're on like the track.
Oh, yeah,
it's not
actual
people. I'm like, okay, yeah, you might be right about that. I don't see any water.
Was there soap?
No soap. And you can tell when there's soap because it's always rainbowy and dramatic.
Uh-huh.
No water, no soap.
So you're just going through this tunnel getting slapped by those, I don't know, like towel looking.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I think something might be wrong here.
Do you think they forgot to pay the water bill?
I have no idea. But my boyfriend is getting like more and more angry. Like, what? There's no soap and there's no water. I have a white car and it's dirty. This is doing nothing except smearing it around. So we get to like not quite the end where you can drive off, but where the air is blowing. And then
was the air actually working?
No, I don't think it was because it wasn't even loud in there.
Oh, yikes.
Then the track, like the conveyor belt we're on, stops. And we're like, oh no.
This is like what that is it Final Destination, the show where they die in the movie where they die?
Literally. Like, is one of these things gonna fall on us? Like we're stuck on the track in here. What is happening? At least it was light outside, because if it was dark, I probably would have had a serious panic attack. Uh-huh. Then we see a couple like workers walking by. Clearly something's wrong. The guy comes over, tells him to roll his window down, and he's like, hey, so it's pretty clear that nothing activated when you just went through. And we're like, we did notice that, actually. And he's like, so I hate to break it to you, car's still dirty. My boyfriend's like, yes, sir, it is. I can tell you that without even looking at it. So then we're stuck there for like another minute or two. He's like, we're going to figure out how to get you out of here. And then we'll go from there. We're like, what do you mean figure out how to get us out of here? We can't just drive off.
I would assume so.
We're on that conveyor belt. It's probably more difficult than that. Finally, he's like directing us out like an airplane person. And we just drove off with a dirty car like we left.
You know how like sometimes these car washes do like scary haunted houses?
Yes.
They should do something like this.
With no water and soap?
And then you get stuck halfway because now that's scary.
Nothing scarier than a still dirty car.
You got stuck in a car wash, Taylor. And years ago, the last time I was at Disney, I got stuck on a Star Wars ride.
Kind of cool, but also kind of scary.
It was scary because it was actually one of their newest additions, like their newest ride that they had in the Star Wars world.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it was honestly stuck or that we were trapped or whatever you want to call it until like a couple minutes later. I thought it was part of the ride, to be kind of honest with you.
Just be stuck in one spot.
Yes. So it was like one of those things, and it's going to be kind of hard for me to explain, but you're in like, I would call it maybe like a little car, a little buggy or whatever. And you kind of like go through this building and you're like in what feels like you're traveling through space.
Okay.
And we were actually supposed to land this little ship is what was supposed to happen. So we were in the ride, we were heading down towards Earth. And that's when the ride crashed. So I actually thought like, oh, that's part of the ride. Like we are supposed to crash in the ride.
Yeah.
So I thought this was real life, but it actually, it was the ride legitimately crashing. I don't know what happened, but we were stuck and I could tell. So I'm like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to videotape this. I'm going to Snapchat this to my friends. It wasn't anything dangerous. It wasn't like a roller coaster where I'm like, you know, hundreds of feet up in the air. I'm going to be like risking my life. I'm not that far off the ground. I was fine. So I'm like Snapchatting it to my friends. I'm like, look, I'm stuck in a Disney ride. You should know that you cannot do that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what you should also know is that they obviously have a lot of cameras and they're watching you at every point in time. But I didn't know that. But at some point, they came over an announcement and they were like, you are stuck and we are trying to fix you right now. And they were like, and please do not take your phone out. Please put your phone away. No videos or photos can be taken.
What?
Then they couldn't fix the ride, so we had to get up out of this little car that we were in, and we were behind scenes of like the ride. And they told us, and with the employees that were walking us, they were like, keep your phones in your pocket. We could not be taking any phones or videos because, like, legally, like, we would be in trouble because they don't want anyone to see what goes behind the scenes. But then they told us to go to, like, customer service, and we would get, like, renewed for, like, a free fast pass. We would get a free one of those. Just one.
So did you see anything behind the scenes?
Just a lot of like broken down little cars. Maybe I can't even say.
I don't know. I'm like, was Chewbacca taking a smoke break or what?
So you got to meet my family who is, they're stationed in Hungary right now.
Yeah.
My uncle's in the Air Force. He's been stationed all over the place. Hawaii, Nebraska, Japan, now Hungary.
Nice. But they're back visiting for Christmas.
Yes. And, there's a tradition in my family that any time that we get to see him, which is not often, it's like once every 3 to 4 or 5 years, lucky, dude, yeah. That I have 4 cousins and then there's 4 sisters, me and my sister. Well, yeah. You know, I have 3 other sisters. So there's 4 of us kids, right? That when we're all together, we have to take a couch picture. Let me explain.
Okay.
We find a couch. And we all
any couch.
We just start stealing couches.
All right.
Okay, we get on the couch. It really started back in, I think, 2009 is what I believe is the very first photo. And it starts with my sisters and I, because we're the oldest. We sit down on the couch first, and then my other cousins will sit on our laps. In 2009, they were a lot smaller. Yeah. All right, we'll start there. And they would sit on our laps, and we take a photo. 2009 was 1 year. After that, I can't tell you how many more years. Because again, it was like, it's been sporadic.
Right.
I know there was one in 2021 and there was one yesterday.
Okay.
Because we got to get together yesterday.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you add people as they give birth and have significant others?
There's been no births.
Okay.
Since 2009, there's been no births. Like my parents haven't given birth and my aunt and uncle have not given birth.
Well, I mean, like any of your siblings, like your sister that has kids, do the kids get to hop in the photo?
I don't think the nephews get in it.
Okay.
Now that you said that, I don't believe the nephews have gotten in it. It's just the sisters and then the cousins.
Okay.
But the significant others do get to go into it.
Nice.
Because here's what happened. Yesterday, we just said, couch photo time. Neighbor man looked just like a deer in the headlights.
Bewildered.
He's like, what is happening here? And I'm like, hey, honey, this is a tradition. Let me just tell you really quick. We're going to take a photo in front of the couch. You can either stay or you can leave. I don't care what you do.
Home.
And he was like, okay, cool. I'll stay. That means you can't leave me.
Yes. And I like that. Like,
I love the attitude, kid. Mm-hmm. So he got in the family photo, which I love. But here's the thing. We realized yesterday, again, these are all sporadic. We don't know how many years we've been doing this, mm-hmm. that we don't know where all the photos are. Which is so stupid of us. Why do we not know where all these photos are? Why have we not been like keeping a photo album of them? Why have we, like, we have this tradition and yet we don't know where all the records of the photos are?
Because you started it before the cloud.
Exactly. So all he knows, there's one in 2009. After that, there is definitely one in 2021 and now 2024. But there's years in between of us doing couch photos that we don't know where they're at.
Well, you gotta find them.
That's what I'm saying. And then I don't know what. Do we start a photo album? Like on Facebook? Do we start a legitimate photo album? I'm like freaking out that we can't find the photos.
I want to know who has possession of the missing ones. If you have found a photo of a strange family on a couch, please contact Destiny.
319-200-1029. Friday, I was telling you I wanted to start a new Christmas holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Stocking Saturday.
AKA, you hadn't shopped for any stocking stuffers.
No, not for the pets, not for Neighbor Man, not for anybody. Nobody had stocking stuffers. So I was like, well, why don't we make this a thing? The Saturday before Christmas, we go out and we just get stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. That's it. Here's the thing. Men are the worst to shop for in general. Let's just start there. They're mm-hmm. the hardest people to shop for. But then it's even harder for their stocking stuffers.
Really?
Oh my God, they're the worst. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just Neighbor Man. Maybe he's just the worst because I kept asking him before I went out on Saturday, hey, what can I get you for your stocking?
I don't know. I don't need anything.
Oh, jeez. I'm like, deodorant?
No, I'm good.
Okay, new toothbrush. No, last time you got me a toothpick. I'm good. Okay, chapstick.
No, I'm good. I already have one.
You don't want more? He kept downing everything. I was like, well, obviously you're getting candy, but I'm not just
right.
I'm not just going to fill it full of candy. What other crap am I going to put in there?
Dude, your problem is that you asked. Men are simple creatures.
What am I supposed to put in there?
They don't want multiples of anything. Like, I didn't ask my boyfriend. I know that he has socks, and I know that he has deodorant. But I'm like, you could always use another. We as women, us girls, we like multiples of things. Mm-hmm. We like many different perfumes.
They don't.
But if he were to open that, he probably would be happy. But it's because you asked. He's like, no, I got it. It's all taken care of.
That was, you know what? You're right. Maybe that was a problem. They are simple creatures. They want one chapstick, one sock, mm-hmm. one undie. That's it. If they could live that life, they would.
And some do.
And why you gotta have just one sock, one undie?
That's I think you just go get whatever you want and he'll be happy when he opens
and
it.
And he's getting a screwdriver. I'm trying to think of men things.
About that. I don't know about that.
Oil. I don't know. I'm
for what?
I don't know. I'm trying to think men things.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The great part about TikTok is that you get to see a lot of people's like really personal, heartwarming moments. And something that I've seen a lot of, especially around like springtime, is people getting accepted into their dream schools. Mm. And there, you know, there's some real smarty pantses out there that apply to all the big colleges, and they go through and they're like, oh, got accepted Iowa, got denied from Michigan. Like, I have been attached to people like following
their
journeys.
They're so fun when you see how excited they are that they got into whatever college that they really wanted to get into.
Yeah, it's like a whole moment of them setting up their camera on their laptop or opening a piece of mail and seeing you got accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, not all of us are that hashtag blessed in the brain department, okay? And I am saying that as that person.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's people out there who are pretending to get accepted into schools like Harvard, okay? So they're staging it with their friends.
Harvard would laugh at me.
Oh, they wouldn't sniff me or near me, okay? So they're setting it up where one person gets to be the pretend student who's being accepted, and then friends and family go behind and they pretend like, ooh, they're scrolling on their laptop and ooh, they're opening it, and then everybody freaks out
because they got into Harvard Law.
They really didn't.
Or just Harvard.
But we're pretending that they got accepted into Harvard, and people are crying and they're like, whoa, oh my god, you did it! And just recreating it for funsies. Really,
I want to do this.
I think you would honestly be great for this.
This would be so, because I've, you know, personally, I've always wanted to go to Harvard Law as somebody who loves Legally Blonde, but
I'm the only reason.
That's the only reason, but we know I am too dumb to get in. But I think this would be so fun. I think you and I need to recreate
this. I think we need to recreate this and then tag at Harvard and see, yes. Maybe they'll be like, wow, that's so inspirational. We'll give her an acceptance.
We'll let her just walk in the building. That's it. We won't
and
even
then
let her
we'll
in.
Shut her out real quick.
I'm really sad, but this is our last and final Hallmark movie that Taylor's gonna guess the plot of.
Because I haven't seen it, and you know I'm not watching it.
No. But before we get too far into it, let's reveal a title. It's Trivia at St. Nick's. I didn't tell you the cast because you won't know the cast.
Right.
But I did give you advice from Neighbor Man, and that is you got to start thinking about that the two main characters always hate each other at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then they will always end up falling in love with each other.
Right, which I didn't really consider. I'm not going to lie, this is the first title that I stared off into space for a straight minute and had nothing. I had no idea. But then I listened to Neighbor Man's advice, and I got a little bit of an idea.
Okay.
So here's what I think Trivia at St. Nick's is about. I think that there is a trivia show being hosted in the North Pole with a humongous cash prize. I'm talking thousands, okay? Biggest Christmas cash bonus ever. only a select few people from like each country or something get to go compete in this. So people are making video submissions. They're writing essays. They're trying to get in so that they can go play this trivia game up at the North Pole. And they make their selections. They get to go up to the big man's and compete. So it becomes very apparent as they're going through this competition. Two people are like arch nemesises, a guy and a girl. Because they're the smartest ones there. They know everything. They're beating everybody. And they make it all the way to the final round. But they just hate each other. It's getting way too competitive. And Santa's like, no, no, not in my North Pole. We are not doing this on Christmas. So he decides that he's postponing the finale show. You guys can't compete because you're being nasty and you don't understand the spirit of Christmas. So he's putting them off. They have to go spend a couple days with each other until they can become civil to compete in the Christmas finale, or he's going to cancel it. So they're like, whatever, like we got to get to the finale. They resist it for a while. They're bickering over everything. They just hate each other. But then they're like, okay, we're never going to get to compete if we don't just play nice. So they start to realize, ooh, we have a lot in common. Oh my God, like, I actually kind of like you. And then they end up falling in love. Then they get to compete in the final trivia show. One of them obviously has to win, but they decide that they're going to split the prize with the other person because they're in love. And then they end up happily ever after and realize the spirit of Christmas.
That is what Taylor thinks is the plot of Trivia at St. Nick's, a Hallmark movie. Is that the plot of Trivia at St. Nick's?
Of course it's not, because it's stupid.
No! Actually, that is way better than what
it is. Of course it is!
It is, like, by a mile. I would totally watch that. Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm not going to lie. As soon as I started typing in, I'm like, this actually could be decent.
Hallmark doesn't even deserve that movie. That one is so good. Watch that.
What is it actually about?
way stupider. Okay. It is about some professors at the university in Vermont. So there are students, the students go back on winter break, okay? And when the students go back on winter break, the locals and the faculty, they all stay, or if they do stay, they will compete in an annual Christmas bar trivia tournament.
Okay, yeah.
So that's
where we get.
I've heard of those.
I've been at a couple of them.
But here's how they end up hating each other. So Celeste is the main girl. Max is the main guy. Max budged in front of her at a buffet. There was really only three people in front of her, and that ticked her off.
Oh my God.
And that's why she hates him. But when they're at the trivia, Celeste is really into this trivia. Her team is down a person, and they have to have six people, and they can't compete unless they have six.
Right.
Well, Max, the guy who budged in front of her,
to get a little extra baked potato.
Right. Just happens to be at the bar, and the first question is about football, and he happens to be a football coach at the university.
Oh.
So all of her teammates go against her and is like, we're going to recruit him to be on our team, even though she hates him for budging three people in front at the buffet. So he joins the team. Obviously, there's several rounds in this before the grand finale. There's like several different trivia competitions, but they go over it and they do really good in some of them. They do really bad in some of them. Fast forward to the very end. They're in third place at the grand finale. They end up doing very, very well. It's the tiebreaker between them and one other team, and they win.
Wow. And that's it?
That's it. Well, they fall in love, obviously.
What?
That is so stupid.
I know it is. Yours was way better. There was like only a trophy in
Hallmark, you have 365 days to reach out to me for a decent movie idea.
I don't even think she'll ask you to pay her. Well, maybe. Well, you've got
I'd do it for a check. I feel like I am on boyfriend watch from afar today because I've been having to coach my boyfriend through some things this Christmas. I have been watching to see if I get a notification if my garage door opens.
Oh,
it did. Because
it's funny you say that, because I'm on watch too to see if he finally goes and gets gifts for his parents.
Uh-huh.
I still have seen no notification that he is left the house.
Well, I know that he has left the house because he is out getting me stocking stuffers. Because I told him I will be sad if I don't get a stocking. I don't care if it's cheap stuff in there. But also, when I get home tonight, I expect some wrapped gifts. Let me explain, okay? He has been kind of boycotting the idea of wrapping my gifts because he's not very good
at wrapping things.
Oh my God, one of my bestie. Or my brother from another mother.
Maybe. I think it makes him frustrated because it doesn't look good. But I'm like, that's part of the fun. Like, I'm not expecting something from a department store.
It's frustrating because, especially when, like, because Neighbor Man's just like you. He can, not as beautiful. Yours is stunning, right?
Thank you.
But he raps just as pretty as, like, you're pretty too when you rap.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to, like, be compared to you, when, like, having our gifts right next to your gifts. It's, like, infuriating.
Well, I'm not doing it to compare, but I just want him to try. Because, you know, it's the thought that counts. So over the weekend, we were at his parents' Christmas, and he was asking his mom, like, oh, can I take a couple bags home so I can put Taylor's gifts in them? And I'm like, nah, 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 nah. I got extra boxes. I got the wrapping paper for you. I just want you to try.
Is it because you like the, is it more fun? I mean, I'll admit, I think unwrapping a present with wrapping paper is way more fun than a bag with some tissues.
It is more fun. And I like the thought that he tried, even if it's ugly. I'm not going to judge if it's ugly. I'll giggle a little.
Even if it's all crinkly and there's some air bubblies. You're cool with that?
Yeah, because it allows me to have a little giggle on the inside. I'm not going to laugh at him because he's already sensitive about it.
Well, yeah, don't laugh at us. We're very sensitive.
I should never put you two in a room together.
No, because we would cry.
Yeah.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win.
Nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
That's right. You win nothing, and you know what? That's why you shouldn't cheat, because what's the point? You win nothing.
Yeah.
Wise words of me.
You're spinning facts over there.
I know. Hey, we've been taking your toys that maybe you asked for when you were a kid, or maybe your kids are asking for this Christmas season, and somehow, some way, we made them into trivia questions.
Because why not?
Tonight, Hot Wheels. The new hottest. No, they're not new because they've been around forever.
No, they're like, were huge back then. Probably still huge today if you got kids.
Do you ever go down the aisle?
No, I haven't in a long time.
Like Walmart or Target? Oh my God.
I haven't.
Taylor, do it.
Okay. Next trip, I will.
Just, you're going to be like, whoa, there's so many.
It's insane. I believe that.
Don't ask how many times I go down that aisle.
I'm concerned.
Well, tonight's trivia question. The first Hot Wheels car ever made was in 1968. What type of car was it?
Wow. That's really interesting, actually.
I know.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
This is when knowing cars would be really helpful.
Well, yes. So this is going to get really interesting once people start spitting out car models.
I would just, a red one. Red one.
I mean, that could be right. You're just not being specific.
You know me. I don't know cars.
I don't either.
The first Hot Wheels car ever made was back in 1968. What type of car was it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Hot Wheels is tonight's trivia question. Who would have thought?
I mean, that's got to be one of like the most common Christmas gifts over the last, I don't know, 50 years.
Dude,
plus.
I wouldn't be mad if I got a Hot Wheel. If it was a cool, if okay. It was a Barbie one, a pink one.
Okay.
You're telling me there wasn't a good Justin Bieber type one? You wouldn't.
I mean, what am I going to do with that? You know what? I'd put it on my desk.
Yeah, you would. I know you would.
I would.
Everybody loves Hot Wheels. And the first Hot Wheels car ever made was way back in 1968. But we want to know, what type of car was it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1101 said a Cadillac.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what a Cadillac looks like.
It's like one of those classic cars. Yeah. Hey, you like classic car shows, I thought.
I'm blacking out on like what a Cadillac looks like, but I know I think
should
I like
be
it.
Right up your alley, I would think.
And do I like Cadillacs? Yes, I do.
Good.
They always make me think of old-fashioned diners. You know, with milkshakes, don't ask.
Fair. All right.
Don't ask questions.
I get it.
Michael said Corvette. No, he just said Corvette.
Why did you say it twice?
The song.
Corvette.
Yeah, isn't that what the song says? The one that was like really popular during like COVID that we were all like dancing to.
The TikTok. Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Corvette.
Sure.
She know.
1573 called us and he guessed a Firebird.
I don't know that one either. Did you look it up?
I did, and you would recognize if you saw it. It's like definitely a classic.
Oh, yeah, these are hot.
Old school car.
Yeah, I would want one of these.
A Pontiac Firebird.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. I could imagine that being the first
look
ever.
Look at us two girls.
I'm like trying really hard.
Yeah, it's a sick car.
Yeah, it's got some good shocks and lifts.
What? Do people say that?
I like the headlights on it.
Yeah, no, hold up real quick. Do people say that?
I don't know.
I like the shocks and the lifts, man. On that Firebird.
Did I sound like I knew what I was talking about?
Kind of, actually. Thank you kind of sold it. But then you lost me with, I like the headlights. Because I do think like the headlights.
I don't know. What do guys talk about?
I don't know. The first Hot Wheels car ever made in 1968 was what type of car?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Do you even know where the shots are?
Shots?
Is that what you said?
I do know where the shots are. Would you like me to point you in that direction?
To the bar? To the bar? No, the shocks. I meant shocks. Do you even know where that's at?
No.
No, see?
I don't even know if it's a real thing.
I think you're right, though. Isn't that near the tire? See, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I feel like they're
all tequila on the way.
See ya. It's been a strange thing. All this week, we've been taking those toys that maybe you asked for as a kid when you were younger for Christmas, and we turned them into trivia questions.
Yeah, because maybe somebody's going to unwrap these on Christmas morning.
And then you can be like, hey, I got a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
By the way, if you missed any of the trivia question, go to KZIA.com. We got the last couple trivia questions and answers there for you. Plug. But tonight's question, the first Hot Wheels car ever made was back in 1968. What type of car was it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
it was a dark blue custom Camaro.
I'm Googling it.
Are you like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know what that is.
Well, a Camaro, or you just mean the one I'm talking about?
Oh, I just Googled Camaro.
Nailed it.
Close enough.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.